Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Among our top stories this evening,
officials from the Deputy Sheriff's Office attempted to attach a former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's property to offset outstanding salary arrears for 13 former MDCT employees.
This was in spite of the fact that there is no judgment against the president. The president did not employ anyone, has no debt with anyone. So this attempt was actually an attempt to embarrass him.
ZANU-PF issues a gagging order barring provincial party bosses from speaking publicly about escalating factional fights that are threatening to tear the ruling party apart.
What Simon Kayamo is trying to do is trying to please the president, is trying to please the first lady by trying to say that he is protecting the first family from scrutiny. But what he is doing actually is a violation of democratic principles.
And the World Health Organization says Ebola could infect more than 20,000 people across West Africa by the time the outbreak is over.
Officials from the Deputy Sheriff's Office descended on the Highlands home of former Prime Minister and MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai to attach his property today to offset outstanding salary arrears for some former MDCT employees. The move was blocked by his lawyer and party spokesman, Douglas Monzora, who claims the Sheriff's Office is out to humiliate Mr. Tsvangirai. But the Sheriff's Office says it is executing an order of the court to attach the property to pay for labor damages to 13 party employees who were unlawfully dismissed in 2010. The court ordered that Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai's Strathaven Harare house and 62 party vehicles be auctioned to pay off $491,760 in labor damages. The employees worked in the security department at the party's Harvest House headquarters. In addition to the house on stand number 2 Lindhurst Lane, Strathaven Township, another party house on stand number 16099 Sekechitungwiza was listed as part of the properties earmarked for attachment. But Mr. Tsvangirai's lawyers say they are trying to reach a common ground with the workers' lawyers Manase and Manase Legal Practitioners. Efforts to get a comment from Wilson Manase were futile as his phone went unanswered. But Monzora tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the move by the deputy sheriff is disturbing.
Yes, indeed. There were attempts that were made to attach President Tsvangirai's private property here in Harare by the deputy sheriff. This was in spite of the fact that there is no judgment against the president. The president did not employ anyone, has no debt with anyone. So this attempt was actually an attempt to embarrass him, to cause discomfort to him. Fortunately, this attempt was stopped when the lawyers who are representing these employees actually intervened to stop the attempt to execute.
What exactly did they want to attach?
We are not very sure what exactly they would have attached. They were at his private property and residence, and they wanted to take property from there. But the lawyers who are representing them did intervene on seeing that there is no judgment against President Tsvangirai at all. These people were employed by Mr. BK and Mr. Mangoma. And at any rate, the debts that accrue to the MDC do not accrue to the leader of the MDC. So it was clear that the attempt by the officials was to embarrass President Tsvangirai. Fortunately, the lawyers representing the employees did intervene to stop that attempt.
So how is this legal complexity being addressed? Have you also appealed to the courts for protection? What is happening?
We have our legal options. The first one is first to make sure that the embarrassment that the state officials continue to try to make on President Tsvangirai is stopped.
That was MDCT spokesman and Mr. Tsvangirai's lawyer, Douglas Monzora, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.